Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Do you live outside the continental United States? Well, in 2024, Tipa Snow and members of the Positive Approach to Care team will be hosting events in Australia, Hawaii, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and more. You don't want to miss seeing Tipa live, so to see if she's coming to a city near you, visit www.tipasnow.info/world and select your location. We hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is our dementia care expert, Tipa Snow. And Tipa, I was looking through a large stack of possible topics for today's program, and this one caught my eye. The headline read, "A third of Australians are scared of people living with dementia." Now, if we dug into it, you think the numbers would be the same here in North America? And the bigger question, what the heck do we do about it? It had never crossed my mind, being scared.
Yeah. Well, here in the States, I think it would probably be they'd be scared of Alzheimer's. We've got a whole nother layer of confusion. It's like, oh, everything's Alzheimer's, right? Because we have such a large proportion of our population that believe Alzheimer's and dementia are the same thing. We've got that problem going on, the confusion. And it's remarkable to me, Greg, every conversation I have with somebody who's not familiar with dementia, this is one of them. Are you ready? You think you're ready? Okay. Well, when will they get violent? Because I hear they always get violent. When is it going to happen? Do you know when it'll happen? Can you tell me about when you think they'll get violent? So where's the fear coming from?
Wow, that's a new one on me. Holy smokes. Is this the same sort of thing that people with physical, sometimes mental handicaps, sometimes young children, like people are scared? Like, is that a primal response or is that I hate to use the word ignorant response?
Well, I'm going to say it's the, if we think of the old meaning of the word demented, and we talk about people who are demented, out of their mind, out of their selves, we tend to think about people like Charles Manson or people who are criminals or people who are throwing things and hitting people and fighting for their lives rather than people who are having problems because their ability to take in data, process data, and then act on it are being impaired. So I think as long as we have commercials out there that talk about Alzheimer's and agitation, it reinforces the stigma of when somebody has the brain changes of dementia, there's an automatic assumption of both incompetence, but also of anger and outwardly directed negative energy and arguments. And a lot of that, people are not willing to look in the mirror at themselves and say, hey, how much of what's happening there is due to our lack of awareness, knowledge, and skill? I mean, why does somebody argue? Well, I'll guarantee you argued back. An argument isn't just one person arguing. That's just not how arguing works. Is it, Greg? Is that how it works?
Well, it hasn't worked for me.
Well, that's because you're not even trying. If you would just try, it would
I work. Am trying.
No, you're
I
not.
I am so. I am.
See, it's only when the other person determines that they're going to engage in this kind of thing that it escalates. And I think it's so easy to blame the other. It's us versus them. And this is where we all have brain changes. Come on. Why do we want to put a line in the sand and mark it off as, oh, you're in this box. Okay, well, that's the dangerous box. And it's like, well, anything is dangerous. You ever been around a rabbit that you captured and you squeeze too tight? I mean, like little kids do this kind of thing. They have the little kitty and it's like, nice kitty. And then they give it a good squeeze. Does the kitty get violent or does the kid not know what to do? I mean.
So we have a societal issue that sort of we're focused in on the dementia part or age-related change. Are movies doing a good job of changing it? I know you're working with Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. having people that we know and can relate to, is that helping us realize that it's not all bad and violent and gloom and doom?
Yeah, I mean, well, yes, and it can. And then if we have an episode where something does go wrong, it's like, here we go again. And so my concern is when we have people only holding on to pieces of the puzzle and not the entire puzzle. And I think because people don't like or want to talk about the possibility of losing the ability to be who you are, there's a lot of avoidance. And if there's a lot of avoidance, there's a lot of ignorance. So you said ignorance, I'd say lack of awareness. But then when they become aware, there's a sense of being attacked or being singled out. And people hide things when they fear being exposed. And so where does a lot of stuff come from? It's the game of hide and seek. And if we dig, then people feel endangered. Or if we ignore, people feel unlistened to. So I think, you know, our society as a rule is really doing an us-them thing more than ever, which is a little concerning, because I don't know that we can help universally with dementia until we get out of the us versus them. And, you know, like, we're all pretty human, last I checked. And that means we all have needs. And, you know, sometimes I've got everything I need and I'm good, and sometimes I don't. And I guess the question, Greg, if I don't have everything I need and you have a little extra, is that
me? Well, I'm just gonna take it, Kiva.
Yeah. I mean, so is it an us versus them, or is there any insight into, well, what if I ran out and Tipa had something? Or maybe she has something I don't have and I'd really like. Can we collaborate and build community, or are we building walls between each other so that we feel safer behind our wall?
So part of this is a societal issue, but we can't solve that. No. But let's say that, you know, Tipa is going to visit Uncle Joe and somebody says, oh, by the way, Tipa, Uncle Joe's got dementia.
Ah.
You know, so are you going to be scared? Are you going to be prepared? Should somebody give you a little warning? Should you just be able to walk in and try and treat Uncle as you always have? What are a couple little tips that you can offer us?
So my usual is, okay, so I would wonder, if you're a little bit anxious or nervous, one of the first things to think about is there someone who could go with you, who you could watch interact with Uncle Joe for a few minutes? You can listen to interact with Uncle Joe. So you see sort of how that goes, so that your ability to interact with Uncle Joe could be modeled off the person who feels comfortable. Because there are a lot of people who want to watch and learn versus do and learn. And then there are some people who are like, oh, I'm game. Let me just throw me in. And if you are going to try something, I would suggest there are a couple of really, we do free videos. I mean, we got all kinds of video clips for free. Look up positive physical approach and positive personal connectors and positive action starters. And you could also look, we have a free, I think it's a free video, is it? We'll double check, but it's called Making Visits Positive. I mean, it's like being able to visit in a positive way. And it's simple stuff. It's not magic, but it is, Greg, hey, it's Tipa. As opposed to, hey, remember me? We used to go have coffee together. Do you remember me? We were in the same church. Look at me. You'll recognize me if you just look. Can you see me?
Yep. I mean,
it's nothing, but it's a lot.
Well, Tipa, thank you for offering some insight into that, because I was shocked when I read that. A third. I mean, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot, unfortunately. And the bad news about Australia, they have a huge aging population and a huge female aging population. Which means there are a lot of people who are in Australia who are going to be developing various forms of dementia. I'm just saying, we better figure this out. We'll be visiting in March. Maybe we can help.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's program or other dementia-related topics, go to tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow. And you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.